Not really sure how. I wasn't even really aware of that, man. It's pretty weird. I've been around a lot of the forums and a lot of everywhere else, and nobody really ever mentioned it. It was always just, make sure you get the shielded coax, you know? And I was like, okay, cool. That's what I gotta know. But as soon as you said that, it is very easy to see that the BNC is where it's at for this frequency. Over.
Yep, there's a reason the military solidified on like type N adapters and then BNC for the most part. They do use some SMA, I think, but yeah, that's like their go-tos. But a lot of like the HF guys still just, it's so ubiquitous now, like the SO239, and for HF frequencies it's not as big of a deal, so that's why I think it's still so prevalent. But I took the plunge and switched like all my stuff over to type N and BNC, like 90% of it's BNC, but then like if I'm doing like a permanent install, I usually go with type N just because it's weather, it's essentially supposedly, you know, a weather type seal. I mean, I always, self-adhesive tape it, but to weatherproof it in addition. But I've had my first HF antenna I put up by SO239, and even when I lightly taped it, and it eventually got water in the connector. And then the same thing with my SMA in my truck. I taped that, but within 2 years, there's already, water ingress in there. But I switched over to type N on my HF and haven't had an issue. Sam's not saying there won't be, but, type N and BNC are my kind of my go-to. Over,